Hey, we are going into the foundation meeting for the Cottonwood Heights Parks and Recreation Foundation. It's April 22nd. It is 4:42. First item on the agenda is review and approval of January 28, 2026 minutes. Any questions on that? Lisa, do you have any comments?
Nope.
Okay, it was a very short minute. So with that, I'll entertain a motion.
A motion to approve the Cottonwood Heights Parks and Rec Foundation minutes for January 28, 2026.
And I second that.
Okay, Jen, how do you vote?
Yep.
Patty, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Going on to the quarterly financial review and accounts payable. Lisa.
Yes, so you have the first quarter. This is what happens when I'm out of town when foundation report comes out and I don't see Lori after this. So up under restricted England Field, you see an expense of $543, which put us into the negative. It should not have come out of restricted because those donations that went in for Bywater Park are all in unrestricted down lower.
Oh.
So Lori,
what were those for, like benches? And
nope, that was the concession stand. They literally gutted the concession stand and put in new cabinets and countertops.
Okay, so, all right.
So,
moving
in our next quarter, you will see it not up there. It'll be down in unrestricted. We have made the change. Lara was able to do it. But Lori is the one that reconciles this foundation statement. So those unrestricted miscellaneous donations that you're seeing, that is all for Bywater Park. And then you have the restricted ones up above for swim team. And that's them moving a percentage of their inter-squad meets to that line.
So when you say restricted, that means someone donates that and it goes to that.
Directly to.
So those are restricted accounts,
okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, if we don't have a restricted designation, it'll go into unrestricted.
Okay, I haven't seen this before. This is my first meeting.
Yes, it is. That's right.
Welcome.
You work. Yes. So, so some of these were created because of a special project that came about, like Golden Hills was that way when it
all right
long time ago. Edie Wright did that one. You have restricted swim team. We have restricted water polo. We have restricted England Field. So that is the, I don't remember which field, Cal Ripken Field, I think, at Bywater Park. It says,
yeah, it says
Riley England Field.
Mm-hmm, it does.
That was donated. A lot of money initially was given by the England trucking family.
Yep.
Riley was their son who was killed. Mm-hmm. This has been 25 years or so, right? Pretty long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. I don't know that. I need to find out how long we have to keep a restricted account in before we can close it or get rid of it.
Speaking of water polo, we've dissolved water polo. They used to raise money. There's $21,000 in there, but it's like 5 years? How many?
Yeah, something like that before it can be moved.
You used to sell oranges.
Yeah.
You sold oranges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've also talked with Jenny about water polo, and maybe our place in water polo is learn to play kind of lineup.
And then they can go to Kern.
And then they can branch out from there.
I think that's a really great idea.
And so we're seeing if it's something we can pull together for this summer. But if not, for sure, next summer, we want to be kind of a learn to play.
We could use some of this money.
Exactly. It's my point. Yes.
Which would be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So they have cute little tiny balls, and they have little tiny nets, and they have belts because you can be as young as five and learn how to play.
Yep.
So I think she really liked that idea that maybe that's our place in water polo right now.
Is beginning.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I love it. Yeah.
So, yep.
Jenny's idea?
Her and I, we just talked about what it meant. So. Ferguson Park had a line item for when we took donations from the city for their stuff. Just what was discussed after that is that if we're going to do that again, there'll be an administrative fee that will be charged if we're using our foundation to run
their
fundraising. Yes, exactly. There's still money in like the Butler Middle School. They had an after school program for a while for kids that could apply through the middle school to have an after-school pass kind of a thing. And so the PTA donated some money and then some outside, but that hasn't.
And we can still use that if we find someone we'd like to sponsor.
Correct. So, Yep, so that's kind of what those are. So.
Well, that's cool, yeah.
Yep. So anyhow, we haven't had a lot of movement going on in the foundation in the first quarter.
usually like that.
It is usually like that. So for a total between restricted and unrestricted of $175,000.
Okay. So we need to approve that?
Correct.
Entertain a motion to approve the foundation financials.
I make a motion to approve the financials for the foundation for the first quarter of 2026.
Perfect.
I second that.
Jen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Patty, yes?
Yes.
Dennis, yes. Great. Foundation requests.
I don't have anything specific. I just know over the next quarter we will have some golf things come up as we need to purchase, and then that money will be eventually moved back into the foundation. So if I have your blessing to go ahead and, if it's an appropriate request for golf specific, that's all I have on the top of my head. Allie, was there anything we had talked about foundation wise? Yeah, I didn't think so. So nobody's come to me, nor have I had any requests. So
okay.
So from a community perspective, what do you find the knowledge that this exists for people to
little?
Yeah. So do you feel like there's something we could do with maybe some of the foundation money to get awareness out there for that, possibly?
The race, Thanksgiving 5K, there was a box you could check if you wanted to add money to the foundation. Mm-hmm. How much did that add?
I don't know how much.
$500,000. Like you could add $5 or whatever to your race registration. We've done a pool day in the past, which has been really fun. So we took $1 from everybody's admissions and donated it to the foundation, and we had like a popsicle table where we could explain what the foundation was. I'm not opposed to doing that again to get some information out. But I'm up for any ideas or suggestions.
But for people to use it, we try and say, you know, get the information out, but usually they have to write us a letter asking for it.
We've had schools reach out. The Camden School District knows we have it. And when they've had kids struggling, they've reached out before.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, I would love to see it grow in both ways.
Right,
yeah.
You know, for utilization and donations.
Sure. Lisa has the authority to approve anything under $500.
You know, to be honest, I never knew there was a foundation.
No,
I've been coming. I've been coming here for a very long time, and I've been doing the foundation until.
So, what ideas would you have to throw it out there? I mean,
to get people involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know. I'll think about it.
Okay.
Because honestly, I never knew there was a foundation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've been coming here for a very long time.
Yeah.
Didn't know anything about it.
So one thing we did talk about with our golf tournament this year is posting it around the facility, which we've never done, to bring some light to our foundation. So that is one avenue we've already decided that
we used to a lot.
With. We did, and then it kind of went away for a while. And
we also made banners to put on the fences at parks to advertise it, and we're going to be sending out, we're finishing the flyer, and then we'll have Preston send it out to his participants, like parents, so that it's like, hey, you interested in helping a kid play football one day? Like, donate to our foundation.
Don't forget to put it at Ferguson. I think you might get some action there, even though they donated for the benches and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, even, like, like you did for the registration for the 5K, what if you're registering for soccer, you, like, help another kid learn
to
play? You know, I don't know.
We'll have to see if sports, so because we use a different company to do our 5K, not Sportsman, but I'm wondering if Sportsman has a capability.
Allie,
to do that.
Your banner that you put out here, does that say foundation on it? The big banner you had made last year for the 5K?
The big banner.
The one on the building?
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't, but I mean, there's certainly, I think, some opportunity.
Yeah, there's a few things we have to remake next year, so I can throw that in.
Yeah, but why not? I mean, it's something that, I mean, it's honestly, there are people that do not know about the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you throw up 501c3, then people know,
People
know what that is.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're looking for tax stuff,
right?
Yeah. That's the tagline, so.
Yeah.
Could just be hashtag 501c3.
Okay, thank you very much. We went over foundation requests, there's none. Charity golf tournament.
Which we talked about in the meeting, it was just bringing attention to the date, and then we're getting started with that. And the meeting, first kickoff meeting is next week.
Yeah. So. And thank you for serving on that.
Yeah.
You did a good job. And Shauna said she's going to do it.
She brings an entertainment value
yes,
to it.
She brings. Yes, she
good.
Does.
My first time.
I love it. You're in play.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Good, good. Get a foursome together. Yeah.
No, I'm going to knock it with somebody.
And it just remember, it's the experience. It's not winning first.
Oh, exactly.
You know, how can you ever really technically win a scramble? It's
well, that's
yeah, it's for fun.
It's for fun.
A good cause.
It's for fun.
Okay, anything else that anybody has? With that, we'll adjourn at 4:53.
I do have a question I wanted to bring up at the meeting. And
go ahead.